like to discuss in this chumash here, focus on one pasuk and tie it into Elul and Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk in Kisavo Chavzayin Hes. Vayidaber Moshe l'Kohanim Halevim el Kol Yisrael Emor Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayom Azeh Niyesh L'Om Hashem Elokecha. So obviously the one difficult word in this pasuk is Haskes. What does that mean? What does that mean? So, we'll try to understand what that pasuk means. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. The Ugla says, Rashi quotes, Haskes Ushma. And the Lechem Bar explains, Kloma Tekabel Alecha Lasos. Whereas heed and listen. Okay. Before we see the pshuto of this pasuk, let's take a look on page 2. The Gemara in Brachas on Samach Gimel of the Beis has several drushes about what does it mean Haskes Shema Yisrael. The Gemara says, "The old pasuk of Yehuda b'kovod Torah, the darsh haskeis u'shma Yisrael yom zeh niyesh l'am. If he also hayom nitna Torah l'Yisrael, it says today you're my nation. What? The Klal Yisrael received the Torah today? They received it a long time ago. Hala also yom sof arbaim shana haya. This is at the end of the 40 years, so they received it a long time ago, 40 years ago." So the first thing we learn out that the Torah has to be chaviv every day to you, like it was just given today, and that's what it means. Hayom niyesalam, even though it was 40 years later. I'm Rav Tanchum Bereid Rav Chia Ish Kfar Akko Teda Shari Adam Kori Kriyash Mashachar Zohar Bizbeir. Okay. Haskes. Also, kitos, the isku b'torah. Whereas the Gemara darshens haskes as two words, has and kat. Has means make, kat means groups. Make groups and learn Torah. Meaning, don't sit home learn Torah alone. You should have groups. You should have this group and that group. You learn Torah together with Chabura. That's what it means, Haskes Ushma. Has and Kat. That's how Rashi explains. Also, kitos, the isku b'Torah, the fish ain't a Torah, nicknames Ella b'Chabura. And then he quotes the Pesukim from that. And then he, further on, he says, Haskes Ushma, kitsu atzmuchem al divrei Torah. You should mamish, like, cut yourself up. You should strive very hard in learning. And the other thing, in davar acher, haske shema, has v'charkach kates. Has means to be quiet. Meaning, first when you learn, you don't have to analyze it so deeply, and you get a lot of knowledge first, and then you could analyze it. Because if you don't have a lot of knowledge, first, you're not going to be able to, like Rav Shecht always says, you have to put things, learning Ian means putting things in perspective. If you only have one Mishnah, you don't know how it fits in with everything else. So first, see a lot. Right? And then you can see how everything fits in. Okay, different Pshat. But that's an important Yesodus that this Gemara Brachas has, about the Torah always has to be fresh. It's a refresh experience. Torah, you should discuss it with your friends. Shouldn't be something you do alone. Asu kitos kitos. And also this idea of getting a broader perspective before you dissect what you learn. But I'd like to show you now the Sforno. The Sforno has a very interesting pshat. Look at the Sforno on page 3. The Sforno rank says, Sayer b'machshev vatcho. Ushmav is bonu. Meaning, before you do something, you have a goal, you have a plan, and you don't know whether you'll be able to succeed or not. So what you should do is you visualize in your mind. Sayer b'machshevech secha. Haskeis means visualize in your mind that you're already there at your destination. So then psychologically you'll be able to get there. Because you think it's too hard to get there. You think it's too hard. Whatever goal you're having, make believe that you're there already. So then, psychologically, you see it's possible. You already visualize it. And then, go ahead and get there. That's what it means, Haskes Ushma. So the Shem Yishvuah says, basically, that Chodesh Elul is the Haskes. Whereas Tishrei is the new year. In Tishrei, we're going to have a lot of things to do. You have the lulav and the shofar and all these things. It's the asiyah, the doing. But first, before you start the doing, you might be afraid. Can I get to this spiritual level? Can I get to this goal that I want to do? So, in Elul, map it out. Map out the destination. That's Haskis. Sayer b'machshev osecha means a vision in your mind. Map out the whole way till the end. And then Tishrei, start to get there. But before you get there, you have to know what direction. What direction are you going? So in Elul, you have to have a machshava of what direction do I want to be in? Do I want to go here? Do I want to be more into this, more into that, more into learning, more into chesed? You know, map out which direction you want to go in. And then, you go. So that's what he writes. Haskei Shushma, Bespor HaPerish, Tayyer B'machshav Osecha. Whereas before you want to do something, it can be a little scary. I'm doing something new, visualize it before. Visualize it in your mind. Visualize the steps to get there, the path, and the conclusion. And then go out and do it. Because once you visualize it, it's already much easier. Because at a certain psychological level, you're already there. So now you can get there physically. But first get there b'machshava. Then he writes the next paragraph, Nira d'zoich hachanis Elul kodim Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole idea of Elul before Rosh Hashanah. Lebli yikrav lavonis hachodesh b'shvi Elul b'chadu v'tzir mikodim machshavasso. Whereas before you're going to do all the mitzvahs, the shofar, all these things, and hopefully that's going to bring you to greater spiritual heights, and you're going to think about the goals of the coming year. You want to do this, you want to get here, you want to be involved in this, you want to be involved, you want to accomplish this in learning. See it in your mind as if you got to the end. And then you'll see. Now it's much easier. Now go do it. And this idea, Rabbi Zevi Reichman pointed out to me that the Shem Yishvuah elsewhere says the same idea. Unbelievable pshat that the Shem Yishvuah says on Psukim in Yisro. Look in Yisro, page 5. Pasuk says by Matan Torah. So Matan Torah was a very daunting experience. Klal Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim and they're going to get the Torah on Har Sinai. the greatest revelation of the Shekhinah ever? That's pretty scary. So what is it? Look what the pasuk says. B'chodesh hashlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Mitzrayim b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. They came to midbar Sinai, right? So now pasuk beis v'yisum refidim v'yavo midbar Sinai. Hey, they already went to midbar Sinai. You're backtracking now. It's like a rerun. It already says they came to Sinai in pasuk aleph. Now pasuk beis, what does it say? It went from Reedim to Sinai. What's the pshat? So the Shem Yishmuel says the same Yisod. You know what Pasuk Aleph is? We'll see it shortly inside. Pasuk Aleph is B'machshava. Pasuk Aleph means they weren't yet Sinai yet, but they visualized themselves as if they were B'har Sinai. That's as if they're there already, in B'machshava. Whereas they put the conclusion, the final goal in their mind. They did Haskes. Sayyid B'machshava Secha. Then, Pasuk Beis, Ayusim Rifidim Vayavo Har Sinai. Then they went ahead and did it. Because Pasuk Aleph is Elul, and Pasuk Beis is Tishrei. Pasuk Aleph is the Haskis. Pasuk Beis is the Asiyah. Look at the Shem Yishmuel inside, page 7. B'chodesh HaShlishi, Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Mayom is Abom Midbar Sinai. By Yisum Refidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai. Yesh Lahavin Shehizkir Meikar V'yotam L'Midbar Sinai V'achakach Chozil Haske Nesim Refidim V'abiyal Midbar Sinai By Tzorech Lomar V'yom Hazan Nosum Refidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai. Because you could have had one pasuk just saying they went from Refidim Sinai. Instead we have a pasuk says they went to Sinai, and then a pasuk saying they went from Refidim to Sinai. Pasuk Al says they were in Sinai already. Because originally when they were in Refidim, they were weak in Torah. So it was a daunting experience that they should come to Har Sinai. The only way they'll be able to do it is first they can visualize in their mind that they did it. And that's what it means they came to Har Sinai. B'machshava. And that gives them the encouragement. If you think about it, that gives you the encouragement to do it. Because you see, you did it already on a certain level. So now go do it physically. The Shem Yishmuel also makes another comment on another pasuk in this week's parsha. V'nosan Hashem, page 9, says V'nosan Hashem lochem lev lodas ve'naim l'ros ve'naim l'shmo adayom azeh. Hashem didn't give us the heart and the eyes to see and hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu until this time. And that's the famous comment in Rashi in the Dover Acher that Ein Adam Omed Al Das Sof Das Rabo until 40 years. Meaning right now they're first understanding Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it takes 40 years to sink in the learning. After 40 years, now it'll all click even better. But the Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk saying, is Hashem didn't give us the lave, the willingness, until this time. Now, the problem is, as Rav Moshe Shapiro said to me, he thinks that's what was bothering the Shem Yishmuel in the next piece, is so why is this Musar? Well, these Pesukim are Musar. So why are they getting Musar if Hashem didn't give them the Lev Ladas, Sada Yom Hazeh? So what are you bothering Kalkal Yisrael? So says the Shem Yishmuel on page 10, L'nosan Hashem lachem Lev Ladas L'havin ma'chachatam b'zeh, ma'mochicham. What's the chait If Hashem didn't give it to them, what's their chait? Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants a gift. He's a big giver. So what's the problem? Achamaniya, the thing that holds back, he mitzana makablu. Shein ruim makablu omdi mirachok. But Hashem is saying, here, I'm giving you. But you have to come up to him to get it. The king is at the door pouring wine. But if you don't come up with a cup to receive the wine, you won't get the wine. He's standing there the whole day giving the wine, giving the bracha. But you got to get close to receive it. So the pshat is, Moshe Shapiro explained what he's saying over here, is that the Klal Yisrael never had the rasson to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he didn't give it to them. Because they never came. They never had the rasson. So the idea is, you need the rutzen. If you have the rutzen, that's where you are. The Avni Nezri quotes always used to say, the famous Mishnah in Erevin, which is a halakhic Mishnah, but the Avni Nezri would use it as a musar. And that's on page 11. The Mishnah says, Misha, you know the halakha is a din of Tchum Shabbos, that wherever you are for Shabbos, you get 2,000 amos to walk, right? So if you're in a built-up community, then you only start counting it from the end of the built-up area. But say you're in a forest, so then you can only walk 2,000 amos from where you are. But say you're in one place physically, but you say, I want to really be 1,000 amos by the tree, by the root of the tree. But you're not there now. Shabbos is starting now, and you're 1,000 amos from that tree. But you want to say, I want to be at that tree now, even though I'm not here. So the halacha is that you get 2,000 amos, not from where you are, from the tree. Because that's where you want to be. That's where your ratzon is. So that's where you are. So that's what the Mishnah says. Misha Baba Derech V'chosh Kalo, he was on the way, and it got dark. V'chaya Makir Ilon Ogedah. And he knows a specific tree or a fence. But he doesn't say specifically where. So then lo amar klum. But shvizasi biikaro, if he says, I want to view it as if I'm at the root of this tree. So then you get 2,000 amas from the tree. So as we view it, you can walk to the tree, and then from the tree, another 2,000. Because we view where the tree is, where your ratzon is, that's where you are. So that's the idea, Rabbi Osei. That's the haskes. The haskes is, you got to map out where you want to be. And if you map out where you want to be, that's where you are, spiritually. Then you go ahead and do it. But first, haskes. The Svarno says, Sayer b'machshvosecha. That's the Sforno. Haskes Sayer b'machshvosecha. So look back on page 10. Lo noson Hashem lachem leiv l'das. Lovin machatom b'zeh, mat mochichem. Ha'emesh shabashamayim eim kamtsim klal. V'tzod yisbarach simul ashpia kol tu. Ach ha'mniya hi mitzad ha'mkabim, she'in ruim mkabil rom ni merachok. Ach v'im odom yesh lo tshuka rabba, l'skarev l'ashem yisbarach. But if you have a desire, we view that's where you are. His father said, whereas, even though you're not there, but that's where you want to be. So that's where you are. So Omar Hatam ki mokam shiritsono vichoshkol yoshamu. Okay, and Yeshul Chukal Hashem Yisbarach Be'emes Yochel Hasi Dvarim Gevorim. That's the Haskes. Map it out. In your mind, where do you want to be? And then you'll go and do it. And then it'll be so easier. That's the Pasuk of Haskes Ushma, according to the Sforno. Sayer B'machshor Osecha. That's the Pshat Bo'omid Bar Sinai. They weren't there yet. It only came in Pasuk Beis. Vayisum Refidim. But in Pasuk Aleph, is they were mapping it out. Kilo they were there. And then he says, you know, this Motzai Shabbos, we begin Slichas. So slichus really is the best time is at the end of the night, right? Right. That's really the ikar's man of slichus is to wake up early to say it before dawn. Even though bezman hazeh, we would probably do that, we would ruin the whole day. So I'm not necessarily recommending that. But really, the ikar's man of slichus is when is from chatzos till alos hashachar. But the preferable time is not right after chatzos, is the end of the night. That's the ikar's man. So the Shem Yishmuel says, how come the minhag, especially the first night, we all do it when? After chatzos, right? The 1 o'clock minhag. Well, 1 o'clock slichus. And we even mention that in the slichus. What do we say? B'motzo yom menucha kidabducha tchila. That b'motzo yom menucha. On Motzai Shabbos, that's the first time God were beseeching you. So why is the Minhag Hasidim became the Minhag of all Klal Yisrael? Not all, but a lot of Klal Yisrael, to have that first Slichas on Motzai Shabbos after Chatzos. You know why? Because what's Elo? What's Slichas? It's Haskes. It's mapping out. It's deciding what is my Rotzon? Which direction? Which direction? So what's the Iker's man of Ratzon? It's Shabbos. Vanis v'lasimcha Hashem eis Ratzon. Shabbos mincha. Shal Shudas is called Ravin the Ravin. Ratzon of Ratzon. So he writes, v'zeh yuvan, minag hasidim, shem kadim slichus v'shoyt Shabbos, hechar ha-chatzos, ki mashicholim l'karv l'shabbos tov yosef. Well, you can't say slichus before chatzos, but we want to get it the closest to Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Zman of Ratzon. That's the Eitz Ratzon. So that should give us the proper Ratzon of which direction we want to be in. That's the Haskes. That's B'chodesh Bo'u Midbar Sinai B'machshava. Not yet B'maisa. Maisa is Pasuk Beis. Elul is Haskes. Elul is Bo'u Midbar Sinai B'machshava. And then you plan. First plan it out. Visualize it. And then it's Azizu Ki'ilu you did it. That's the Mishnah in Erevin. You want to, you view yourself as what? That you're about the, by that tree? That's where you are halachically. And then you can count the 2,000 from that tree. Rav Huttner writes in Pachet Yitzchak. He says, a funny bracha. You never pay attention to this bracha. In Shmona Esrei. We say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Chizveinu B'Shuvah Shleim Avrecha Brochata Hashem Harotze B'Shuvah. Why the Lashon Harotze B'Shuvah? Meshuna. All the other brachas are actions. Hashem is Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Hashem is Shomei Atfila. All the brachas in the Hasimas, all the actions of God. Rotze b'tshuva is not an action of God. It should say hamakado b'tshuva. What is that rotze b'tshuva? So he explains, you'll read it inside, that what is the idea of tshuva? What does tshuva mean? I did the action already. So how can I do tshuva? The answer is, in tshuva I'm saying that I changed my rotze. I originally did the action, because I willfully did it. But now that's not my rotze anymore. I'm in a different direction. So Akiras Rotson is Akiras Maisa. I changed my direction. So therefore, says Rav Huttner, you'll read it at the end also, page 13 in the bottom. That's why tshuva, whenever you speak about tshuva, you speak about Rotson, you speak about Rotson. The tshuva doesn't mean, tshuva means now I'm changing directions. I once had this goal, this was where I was heading to, now I'm changing. I'm changing my Rotson. So therefore, it speaks about from the perspective of Russell.
You can read and put out the paragraph.
And then it says a similar idea in another place. On page 14, you'll take a look. The famous Kasha of Rabitzala Petterberg in the paper Koch Beor. You know the famous, world famous Kasha? World famous Kasha, by the way. This is the Kasha, and there are a lot of people sitting here. They think about it all the time. What's the Kasha? Kasha like this. We know Aseris can make tshuva. So the tzaddikim, they're okay. In Rosh Hashanah, they're really good. And the Rishayim are not okay. And Aseris can make tshuva is for the middle people, right? The same. So they're middle, metza, so they're... So what does the Rambam say? You look it up. The Rambam says, what should the Benyamin do during the Aseres to make tshuva? He should do tshuva. So what's difficult? The difficulty is the famous kasha. We'll say, everyone has to know this kasha. I'm going to talk to you all. Everyone! And you should speak about it to find out what you think the Aseres is a kasha. Everyone's got to know the kasha of the Kol Tzeor by tshuva. Everyone has to know this. What is it? The question is, why do you have to do tshuva? What does it mean? Back to the mess. So just do one moment. So the thing is, why do you have to do tshuva? If I'm 50-50, I have 100 mitzvahs and 100 tameiros, so I should do, during a session, you make sure, why do you have to do tshuva? Just do more mitzvahs, and it'll fill the scale. You'll be okay? That's the famous question. The difference here was the thing of Rabbi Kotman's parents was, that if you do mitzvahs, tumshin samen vav, those are don't count the tumshin samen hey. So those are not going to tilt the scale. So therefore, when you do tshuva, that can work with my friend. That's different terus. I have my own terus for this kasha. But Rav Huttner said something along the lines that metza doesn't mean the way we learn as children. You know, Hashem has that aveira list and the mitzvah list, and you get checks and X's and then you weigh out. It doesn't work like that. As the Rav himself says, one mitzvah can be worth more than 100 aveiras, and one aveira can be worth more than, right? It's a question, as the Rav Berger points out, it's a question of who you are as a person. In other words, theoretically, a person could have more aveiros, but still, because whatever, his background or whatever, but still he's a person who's yearning to be in the right direction. See, it's not that the Rambam measures one, two. It's what is the essence of the person? Is he a tzaddik, is he a rasha, or is he a baby? The point of tshuva is, it says which direction you want to go. So theoretically, a person could be a Rasha in terms of that, but now he's in the right direction. That makes him a tzaddik, even though he's still many more aveiros than mitzvahs. But he's now deciding, this is where I'm going. This is my kibbutz. This is, and that's what El is about. El is deciding. Where are you going? Which way? What do you do? What are your goals? What are your achievements? What are you planning on this year? And then see it through. What does it happen? And then go to it. Walk with Barsina. Hatke to Shmach. Sayer says the smart of a Machshavosah. You got it? What's your roster? That's why Slichas, Mosai Shabbos, you can't be before Chatzos, but it's close to Shabbos if you want. Because Shabbos is Man Rosh, Eis Rosh, or Kippur of Hasdeh. It's time that we get what's imbued in us, what the proper Rosh that we should have. So that's why we want to begin the season with what? Saying Slichas, right ahead. Close, the earliest time we can possibly say closest to Shabbos. And that's what we say in the Kriyas. Mosai Yom Menucha, Kita Menucha Tchila. Because that's what we have to decide. We're a person that we want to learn more. Is that our goals? We want to daven more. We want to do more chesed. What do we want to do? What do we want to get out of the coming year? You have to think about it. Hopkins. Fire from Ashkosefa. And then sometimes it can be frightful. Can I really do this? Can I really accomplish this? So visualize it in your mind. Just like colleagues are, they're repeating. They have nothing shy to say, Kabbalah, Satara. They're afraid to go. So first they had to think it through. And as if they were there.
And then, on the face, they went ahead and did. And that's the story of us.
Elul is Haskes. Elul is Pasakala of Bahor Bob Mibarakina. Tishrei is then grown in Sadu. That's where both sides in Soma Dvarim. Haskes Kisomo
is Parsha Bikurim, it's the Rashis, it's the beginning.
Again, everyone has areas, everyone has goals in life.
No, it has to be realistic goals. It can't be crazy goals.
But sometimes, a little bit, we have to think in a big way. Not in a crazy way. Think what our goals are. Think what they should be. Sometimes even discuss it with somebody. And then, as Hashem, the Baruch will give everyone Yat and Shmaya to carry out their goals in the process.